You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the Way FM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
If you've ever been matched with someone on a dating app, you know the hassle of the first message that's supposed to start communication. Now, I'm going to give you the girl's perspective.
Please.
So a guy is typically supposed to be the first one to reach out. Okay. And it's your opportunity to really, like, impress us.
Wow you.
Typically, all you get are, like,
hey's. Hey, girl, hey.
Or an emoji.
What's
like,
up?
Where do I go from there?
Yeah.
It's terrible. Anyways, one guy named John saw his opportunity to impress a girl
he matched
with.
That's his real name.
Oh, good grief. Don't ruin it. Love is not dead. He's sending her a unique and sweet message that is now going viral. So it was an invite for him to cook for her. He didn't just say, hey.
Okay.
He was like, hey, I would love to cook for you. And it wasn't anything basic like Pop-Tarts or toast or popcorn. He sent her a detailed recipe for his favorite Cajun fries.
Okay.
So the girl was so impressed that she screenshotted this message. She posted it on Twitter. And it got over 66,000 people invested in their future as a couple.
Oh, wow.
So she updated people as it progressed. They did have their first Zoom date. It went really well. So well, in fact, that now they are getting vaccinated so that they can meet in person and make those fries together.
That's crazy. Because I know, like, the online dating thing was not, like, a thing that you really enjoyed.
No.
But had it started like this, you probably would have been like, hey, I'm good. So it takes that right person and that guy doing the right thing.
Well, and it just goes to show, if you're a guy and you feel like, oh, I just can't seem to find someone willing to go out with me, well, take the opportunity on that first message, blow them away by saying something sweet and unique.
There you go. There is your key to this new world of online dating. Thank you, Lady Rock. Play FM, this is The Wally Show. And what is the first thing you do when you don't know something? You Google it. What's the first thing I do? I Google it, okay? Because I don't trust the internet. And I like to talk to real people with real experiences about my life questions. So here we go. Situation, scenario. I'm on the freeway, and I'm already driving. I'm clipping along, doing 70-ish, maybe 78, 79, keeping it under 80, because that's where you get pulled over. And a fire truck gets on the freeway. And so at one point, like, so everyone kind of slows down. Because, like, if you're on a two-lane road, you have to pull over. You know, there are laws about this. So the fire truck gets on the freeway, and so everyone kind of slows down, myself included.
The lights are on.
Oh, lights are going.
Okay.
So, like, full-on fire truck mode. And so he's going. But then I'm like, wow, is it just me or is this fire truck driving really slow?
Oh.
Like, to get to a fire, you know, on the freeway? Like, maybe that was as fast as the truck could go and we all just go so much faster?
Maybe, but if you were going close to 80, did you slow down for
it? I did.
So
I slowed down.
So what were you going when you slowed down?
65. Maybe.
He didn't seem like he was in a rush at all.
That's what I think. Like, but is that as fast as their truck goes? I don't know. And so anyway, I labored about it. I kind of was like next to him, like, hey, you waving? Like, you know, what do we do here? Like, it's like, I don't know what to do. I feel like I shouldn't pass you. But then finally, I'm like, if you're on the freeway, you got to at least be going the speed limit.
Yeah, you can't slow everyone else down.
Yeah, so I blew by him. And I'm like, oh yeah, I passed him. Yeah, I'm like.
You'd get to the fire quicker than he would.
I should have, actually. Where are you going? I'll help you. I'll start it up for you. So I pass him, and then it was like I was a pioneer. Everyone else went like, oh my goodness, you can pass this guy? Let's do this. And it was like, whoosh, 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 whoosh.
That's so wrong.
Okay.
If he's going to a medical emergency.
I know, that's what I thought. So this is my Ugalit. Maybe you are a first responder. I'd really love to hear from someone who's a first responder and knows this. Like, is that wrong to pass a fire truck on the freeway if they're not going the speed of the regular people on the freeway?
Right.
We're all driving like lead-footed psychos. I get it. But, like, is it wrong? Okay. So, and maybe not even legally. Maybe it is legally wrong. I don't know. But like as a fire person, a fireman,
a fire woman, person,
I don't even know anymore. It's so hard these days. Like, so as a fire people.
Individual.
Yes. Like, do you, like, are you bothered by that? Are you like, ah, it's cool. I'm not going to go 70 anyway. You know, my truck won't do it. So that's the Google it, okay? This is why I couldn't Google it. It would take too long to type.
Exactly.
855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. And I need your help right now. WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show. We are doing Google it. Who is this?
My name is Brittany.
Okay, Brittany, thank you for your help. Now, I'm looking for like a fire person, a first responder to help me with this, because a fire truck got on the freeway the other day, and we were all doing 70-ish, and we slowed down, but the truck was only doing like 65. Now, I did have full lights and sirens, but at some point in time, I'm like, we're not even doing the speed limit here, so I passed them, and I wasn't sure if that's allowed or not, or if it's frowned upon by first responders.
So it's allowed. So we have a governor on our fire trucks, and so we can't go faster than 65 unless we're going downhill, and then you kind of pick up the speed.
Okay, because that's what I was wondering. Now, you do work for the fire department?
Yes, I'm a lieutenant for the fire department.
Good on you, girl. Nicely done. Okay, so the truck couldn't go any faster than that. So the rest of us are not legally bound to do under the speed limit just to follow you, right?
No, and normally, you know, what I would do, I would turn off my lights and sirens when I'm on the interstate just because it's pointless.
Is this something that you think the fire department will work on? I mean, to me, you're going to an emergency situation. The truck should get there fast. Is this something they're working on?
So with fire trucks, we hold a lot of water. So it's kind of a safety issue. If we were to have to stop super fast, there's no way that fire truck would stop in time. So that's why they put a governor on there.
The good news is if it didn't and there was a fire, you do have all the water. So
we do have all the water.
WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show. Douglas, thank you for joining us. First of all, are you a fireman by any chance?
Yes, sir. I'm a sergeant.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's up there, right?
Not really.
Okay. Boy, could you get us someone higher than you? No. Okay, so here's the Ugalit situation, okay? So I passed a fire truck on the freeway the other day. They were doing 65. The rest of us were doing like 80. You know, and he had his lights and sirens on. But, like, they just weren't doing the speed limit of the actual freeway. And so I was wondering, is it wrong to pass them? Like, does that frustrate you guys, even if it's legal?
So the lieutenant that was just talking to you was much nicer than I am.
Oh, okay.
He's going to lay down the law.
Okay, bring it, Douglas.
I lose my Christianity. I'm the driver. I'm the sergeant. I'm the driver. So I do. I tend to lose my Christianity when I'm driving that thing because the people just, it's like they don't, it's like a cloaking device. When we turn the lights and sirens on, the truck disappears and nobody sees us anymore. For some reason.
And I get how frustrating that would be. But on the freeway, like, you're doing 65. That's not even the normal speed limit.
My issue with it is if I'm on the interstate, my district, I don't tend to get on the interstate unless I absolutely have to. And typically that's because there's an accident. So if I'm responding to an accident on the interstate, then you pass me and you're the pioneer and everybody else is passing me. Now I've got to pass you in order to get to my accident. So, and that's a dangerous situation when you get to a traffic jam and you have three lanes of traffic that are stopped. And now I have to weave my apparatus in and out of those cars to get to somebody who, you know, they could be bleeding to death. You
right,
know?
Yeah. Well, now you just ratcheted it up there. I think you really made it more extreme to make me feel worse about this. Thank you, Douglas. You know what? I agree with you. What if I give you like a lane or two of distance, like, and I pass you out like on the far left lane. Does that work?
Still going to be clogging up the traffic when I get to the accident.
All right. You know what? I like the other lady better, too.
I kind of like Douglas.
Nice. I was like, wow, she is really nice.
Hey, Douglas, I appreciate the call, brother.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys.
Hey, thanks. Stay safe out there, man.
We'll do our best.
Later. Not with any help from you.
Yeah, exactly.
And now for some good news.
That's right. The world is not just filled with bad news. That's why we do good news giddy up to counteract some of that stuff. So a couple rapid fire good news stories to uplift you a little bit, like spreading kindness. That's the mission of 7-year-old Skylar, who makes and hands out friendship bracelets. I would be down for one. I'm not afraid to rock a bracelet or 10. And she uses it to teach kindness. She hands them out. And she is a USA National Miss South Carolina princess. So she's 7 years old, and she's in that training ground for that. And it goes along with their initiative, the Crown Cares from the Miss USA stuff, which is great. And she's also hopefully making people forget about the other Miss South Carolina from a few years ago who answered this during the pageant.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such
There you go, like as such as. Remember that? Oh, so good.
She got so lost.
She did. It happens to the best of
it
us.
It does.
But Skylar is doing her part right now, and almost made us forget about that. What do you got, Rock?
Well, there's a kindergarten teacher in Washington State that is going viral because you know COVID could put a stop to all of the field trips, but instead he took his kindergarten class on a virtual field trip to the zoo by taking his laptop with him, and it's so precious.
What do we have now, class?
A rhino, that's right.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah. What do we have now, class? Buffering.
But it was so cute at the end. He was like, do you want to go on another virtual field trip? And they're like, yeah!
That's so cool. So he was out at the zoo.
He went. Yeah. Yeah. And then
stayed
home.
Good call on his part. He's the one taking the field trip. How are these kids not mad about this? But there you go. That is your good news. Giddy up. I don't know about you, but I don't know if I could get through the day without my computer. I mean, it's where we do everything, work, home stuff, social media, but my friend had their identity stolen online recently, and so that's pretty messed up.
That's why cybersecurity is so important. Colorado Christian is excited to announce that they now offer new bachelor's degree programs for information systems management and computer information technology with emphasis in cybersecurity.
And right now, undergraduate students can lock in their tuition rate for up to 6 years.
Colorado Christian University, where you can cultivate your mind without compromising your heart.
Find out more about all of the new bachelor's and undergraduate degrees now being offered at CCU by going to ccu.edu.
If it's important to your family,
we have something very exciting to tell you that you have never heard before. Yeah!
Then it matters to us on The Wally Show.
Sesame Street has never shied away from tackling important issues in its programming. In our current climate, they're actually tackling the issue of racial justice with Coming Together. It's a new series that provides a framework for an open dialogue about racism, and they do it in a way that kids can understand. I think that's like super important.
Especially, too, when you know there's a lot of parents out there that might be doing single home situations, and so they have to make sure that they don't have as much time with their kids. They want to make sure that they understand what is going on.
And the resources are going to vary from videos featuring Sesame Street characters, you know, and real families having discussions, like dialogues together. Like, how cool would that be to have a conversation with Elmo? I would like to do that.
Aww, I love Elmo.
I know. And so, but they're doing it about something important. And a Sesame Street spokesperson, presumably Big Bird, said that people hold great power. Parents hold great power in their words to their children. And this can help them better understand the complicated, flawed and often unfair world that they live in. And you know that they're going to package this with a catchy song that gets stuck in the kids' heads and also ours as well. And here's a little snippet of it.
Hey, Elmo, how would you feel if I said I don't like you because I don't like the color red?
Elmo wouldn't care what you said because Elmo is proud, proud to be red.
And Abby, what if I said that I think you're better than Elmo because you're pink?
I tell you that it's wrong. My color makes me better in any way. And if anyone tried to make Elmo feel sad, I tell them he's the best friend I ever had.
It's funny when you listen to something like this and then breaking down like racism and you're like, wow, that's pretty simplistic. Yeah, you think?
Yeah,
it really is, honestly.
Like, how do we make it so complicated?
Yeah, it's really this simple about loving people and treating them all equally and not thinking yourself better than anyone else. It's crazy to think that it's just that easy. But I'm telling you, I truly believe that this kind of stuff is important because this is how you change something systemically. There are a lot of people in this world, you're not going to ever change their mind as adults. They've lived through racism on either side of it, and they are not going to change. But the way you change something long term is you change the hearts and minds of kids, because then they carry through the open-mindedness and the love and the compassion and the grace into their adulthood, and that's how you ultimately change things.
Kids are the future.
They really are. I mean, so good on Sesame Street for always knowing that and working towards it and giving us a song that's stuck in our head again. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and when I hear Betty Rock, complaining about getting older, there's no hope for me. It doesn't make me feel better at all. Because you are 35.
Yes.
Soon to be 36.
Yes.
And you are in, I think, good health, but like your knees are bothering you?
My knees are bothering me. And I'm wondering, too, if weather has to play into it. You know how they always say, you know it's going to rain because my back's bothering me. Right. My knees are bothering me. But my knees are bothering me. And now I know this has been happening for a while. Maybe it started when I was 27, 28. But it happens typically like as I'm sitting for too long.
Well, yeah, and I know why too, because you sit on your legs
like a stork. That's a problem. I do. I sit really odd, and I don't realize it till you point it out.
Right. You pull your legs up under you, and you sit on your legs. So that definitely cannot be good for you. God did not design you like that. Like, God designed you to sit with your feet on the floor in a chair.
But it makes me wonder if I'm feeling this at 35.
Oh, yeah.
What am I going to be like at 40?
Oh, you're hosed. Oh, yeah.
Don't say that.
Oh, it's going to be bad. And
don't say that.
Yeah, well, that's just truth. It's just a truth bomb right there. So this is what we want to do. We want to talk about getting old. But this is a segment we love to do on the show with you as a kid.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me right now?
This is where only kids can call, okay? And because I love kids' opinions and their thoughts on things.
They're brutally honest.
Yeah, just and pure, and it's just awesome. And so this is a chance for you, if you're a kid, to be on the radio with us right now. The question is very simple. What makes someone old, in your opinion? Betty Rock complaining about her knees at 36. Would you be like, that lady's old? She's ancient. Like, how old are you, dirt? You know, like, so that's what I'm curious about is like, as a kid, what do you think constitutes an adult being an old adult? Okay.
Right. You see that and you're like, that's old.
That's old. Yeah, exactly. I'd love to hear your perspective on this. It's probably going to make all of us feel bad. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can be on the show with us at any point in time. If you need to get your parents' permission, definitely do that. But we'd love to have you call and tell us what you think makes an adult old. 855-33-WAY-FM with Are You Kidding Me right now.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me right now?
Way FM, this is The Wally Show with you, Solar. How are you today?
I have a stuffy nose, but I'm good besides that.
Okay, again, this is why we're doing Are You Kidding Me? Kids are just honest, and they just tell you. Because the correct response is, I'm good, how are you? Right. That's what we do as adults, but she's like, I got a stuffy nose. My bursitis is acting up a little bit.
Now you're starting to sound old.
Yeah, Solar, how old are you?
I'm 13.
13, okay. So Betty Rock's knees are bothering her at 35 years old, and she complains about it. So what do you think makes an adult seem old?
When they have to start using a cane.
Okay, so like you see a person with a cane and you think, oh, that's an old person.
Yes.
If you heard someone complain about their knee, Solar, would you think that they're ancient?
Because that's what started this whole conversation is Betty Rock at 35 years old has painful knees.
No. Because I have knee problems.
Oh.
Well, Solar's got a lot of things going on.
So me and 13-year-olds, we've got a lot in common.
Intellectually, yes.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me right now?
Way FM, this is The Wally Show with you, Mason. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very good, Wally. How are you?
I'm good, Mason. How old are you?
I'm 13 years old.
Okay, 13. We're doing Are You Kidding Me? This is where we ask kids for their perspective on something. And today the question is, what makes someone old? Because you're 13. You got a lot of life ahead of you. And so if you look at adults, what do you think makes them old?
Well, at IHOP, you get to have free pancakes if you're 55 years old.
You do?
Yeah, you do.
So someone being excited about that and getting free pancakes at 55 makes them old to you. Okay, you know what?
That's everyone's dream, free pancakes.
Yeah, right now Mason's like, I wish I was 55 years old. Trust me, Mason, you don't. Like the free pancakes aren't worth the other stuff that comes with it.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me right now?
Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Benny, welcome to Are You Kidding Me? Where we get a kid's perspective on things. And today it's like, what do you think makes someone old? How old are you, first of all?
Seven.
Seven, okay. So what is it that makes someone old to you?
I think because they get really old and then they don't get to take care of themselves because they have like some sort of aching in their leg or arm or something.
Okay. What does that prevent them from doing maybe as far as taking care of themselves, you think?
brush your teeth.
Yeah, yeah. If your arms and your legs ache, it's hard to brush your teeth. I get that. What's your excuse, Benny? Because I know you're not brushing three times a day.
Benny, have you ever come across an old person that you think didn't take good care of themselves?
Yeah, I got a grandma in Florida that had some, like, sort of aching in the back of her leg.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about what that old person smell is, Benny?
I think that old person smell is like a smell that only grown-ups like.
Yeah.
Benny, how would you describe that smell?
I think I would describe it as some sort of coffee smell or deodorant smell combined with a skunk smell.
Yes, exactly. You nailed it, Benny.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in time.
We're not there yet, but we are getting closer to Friday, and that means we're getting closer to Flashback Friday, where you get to take us back in time musically in our time machine to a song from yesteryear that you want to hear, and all you have to do is tell us why you want to hear said song, and it couldn't be easier to get involved.
That's right. When you go to wayfm.com/Wally, you'll see a little tab on the left-hand side, and it's going to say Flashback Friday. Click on that. It'll have the entry form. You put in there your name, your information, where we can contact you, that song that meant something to you in the past and why. There's a good chance you could be picked.
Yeah, I mean, it could be anything, like maybe this little ditty from Amy Grant. Oh,
oh
yeah.
Oh my.
Does that sound dated to anyone?
Yeah.
Compromise. You better wise up.
Or if you want to get a little heavier with the music. You thought that guttural growl was Gavin. That's very nice. Yeah, so whatever you want to hear, you are calling the shots with Flashback Friday. Get yours in now. We don't have it picked yet, and so we're going to do this in just like a couple days. So we'd love to hear where you're going to take us musically and why. It's Flashback Friday only on The Wally Show at wayfm.com/Wally. Oh, that felt good.
It's today's Music Insider.
TMI.
With Gavin.
TMI, my friends.
All right, Gavin, what do you got?
When you think of American Idol, I think you think of a show where you're trying to find these new people where they're trying to get their way into the music industry. You don't necessarily think of people who have, in essence, had a moment.
Yeah, because it's typically for unsigned people or people that just haven't had any kind of career. Yeah.
Exactly. But in the turn of events, Jamie Grace, who we know for songs like Hold On To Me.
Oh, yeah.
I love the way you hold me. I'm beside you.
She was discovered by Toby Mac.
Yeah.
And I was at a wedding with Toby.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, and he goes, hey, man, come here. I gotta share this with you. And so he was like, he gives me Jamie Grace's CD at wedding. And we went and played it in a car and listened to it. He's like, this girl's the bomb, man.
Yeah, and so if you mention her name to a lot of people, especially within our realm of like Christian music, yeah, a lot of people do know her. And so I think we'd be surprised to hear that she actually went on to American Idol.
Oh, she did?
And she,
like, you know, recently?
Recently.
Oh, wow.
And sadly, she actually, like, she went like 2 weeks, I think. She got to Hollywood Week and then she got cut.
Oh.
And it's sad because, you know, even beyond that, they didn't air those episodes on TV. So we couldn't even see how well she did. But she said that she was, you know, worried that by going on this that people would think, oh, it's unfair. She's already had her moment. But she said that, you know, it's difficult, you know, post, you know, all that success that she had back then, that she actually started going independent, and then it's hard to pursue music independently.
Sure.
Where she's at now. So she wanted to go on that show to sort of give herself this like jump start, and then was worried she said she's like embarrassed that she got cut. It's a crazy world.
And I could be wrong, but didn't she have a baby?
Yeah, she did very recently.
Yeah, and so that, I mean, children are a blessing, yeah, but they can get in the way if you're looking to get that career started back.
Yeah,
up.
That's tough, man. I'm bummed for two reasons. One, that she got cut because she's a super sweet girl. Yeah. And two, that none of her episodes made it, because I'm sure she's really outspoken about her faith, too. Mm-hmm. And so it would have been cool to see that aspect of her, you know, on network TV and stuff.
Yeah, and
as
it's
well,
interesting because, like, you know, I think back on her music, and I really like her music, too. So I'm surprised that she even didn't make it that much.
Guilty
further.
Pleasure for me as well. So there you go. That's going to do it for your TMI. Thank you, Gavin. Hi, FM. This is The Wally Show. And companies have jingles for a reason, because they want us to remember their product and then what they do. And so they get these little earworms that get stuck in our head. And so we decided to play this thing called the Jingle Game, where we don't sing you the actual jingle. We just kind of do some do's and da's. And you have to tell us what that jingle is. If you can get three right in 60 seconds, you will win a prize. And I'm curious, we have Pastor Chad with us, because he has not seen the list yet. And he's a pastor. He wouldn't lie about that. Pastor Chad, if I was to go what jingle would that be?
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Yes, yes. And you're older than them. Betty Rock, would you have remembered that jingle?
Yes.
Okay.
But that makes me think I am old.
Yeah, because like,
no!
Yeah. Sorry. If you remember that jingle, what was the giraffe's name?
Jeffrey.
Yeah, you're old. Yeah, if you've ever been in a actual Toys R Us store and not just seen them online, you are officially old. So that's how we play the game. All we're going to do is we're going to do and da some jingles for you. You can figure it out. You get three right in 1 minute, you win a prize. If you want to play, 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM to play our jingle game now. Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Ashley, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Welcome to our jingle game. Now, this is where Betty Rock and I are going to take turns doing different companies' jingles for you. We're just going to do and da them, because if we gave you the words, it would be too easy. We want to challenge you a little bit here. If you can get three of these jingles right in 60 seconds, you will win a prize. Are you good with that?
I will try.
No. There is no try. There is do or do not. Thank you, Master Yoda.
That is true.
Okay, I hope I've encouraged you here. So here we go. I'm going to start the clock with Betty Rock's first do. On your mark, get set, go.
All right, Ashley. Do, 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 do.
Klondike bar.
Yes, nicely done. You're still doing good on time. Do, 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 do.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, you can do this. Do, 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 do. I have to make sure I'm doing it right. Okay, I did it. Right. Well, you did it better.
I know it. Oh my gosh, it's on like the tip of my tongue. I don't know. I'm going to have to pass that one.
You're going to pass on that one? Okay, next one.
Oh my goodness.
I love their commercials. I love their commercials with the actor who can't remember his lines.
Oh, yes.
I know that because I hear it all the time, and now I can't remember it.
Oh, no! We just ran out of time. No! Say it isn't so.
Oh, well. At least I got this fangirl and talked to y'all.
Well, that's nice of you. The ones you missed, you're going to kick yourself. Ace is the place for the friendly hardware, yes. Man.
What? No.
Don't like that.
No. You think... No. Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Okay, I got close.
No.
And then the other one you missed was Liberty, 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 yep. Liberty Mutual.
I totally knew both of those. I just... Yep.
I know. The pressure gets you on the game show like this. I get it, totally. Well, you know what? You are a delight. We have a lovely parting gift for you just for playing with us. And thank you for playing our jingle game on The Wally Show on WAY FM.
Thank you.
Scoop, scoop-a-doop, scoop-a-doop, scoop-a-doop-a-doop-a-scoop.
WAY FM, this is The Wally Show, and The Scoop is where we try to help you out with some life hacks and things to make your life better, and we'll take turns doing it. And today, Gavin is going to be our scooper. What do you got the scoop on?
Okay, I've got the scoop on not dropping your mask at, like, a restaurant or something where you're, you know, eating out or doing something like that.
Keep it on your face.
Well, that, well, unless
tear
you're,
a hole
unless
in the
you're
mask
eating.
So you can't eat.
No. I'm going to give my scoop now. So... What I do is I go to the restaurant, and this might just be me, where I put my mask on my leg, usually, because I don't want it to be on the table in the way of all the food.
Because I do fold mine up, and I put it on the table, and then my wife quickly takes it off the table because to her, the table is the unhealthiest, uncleanest place on the planet.
You know, they clean
eating
it.
On it.
I know. I'll eat off of it. And like if anything touches the table, she's like, it's done. It's done. We're sanitizing this.
But yeah. So for me, the mask usually falls on the floor if I do something like that. But then I was at a restaurant with my wife. And so she gets the credit for this, by the way. Okay. This is not me. But people who have ripped jeans.
Yes.
You take the mask and you put it in. The hole where the rip is, and it's not falling on the ground. She's like, give me your mask. I'm going to put it there. And I'm like, okay, that's not going on the floor.
Plus, it keeps your leg warm in the hole
absolutely.
Of your jeans. This is ingenious. That's what you should call it. Ingenious.
Oh,
there it is.
I get it.
A little slow on the uptake, but he's with us now.
We want credit for that.
Well, there you go. That is not a scoop I saw coming. So, yeah, just tuck it in there, and you keep your mask and your leg warm all at the same time.
So the pandemic is still a thing.
A few months ago, the thought of an infectious disease, even hypothetical, would have sent me careening towards Bummerville.
But we'll get through this together. It's the Wally Show.
So you're probably familiar with DoorDash, the food delivery service where you can have food from area restaurants that don't offer delivery brought straight to your door. It's a pretty great idea.
Oh, yeah. It's very convenient, too, with COVID going on.
You mentioned COVID. They've upped their game. Now you can get, in addition to some nachos, you can get test kits for COVID, home test kits now.
Oh, from DoorDash?
Yeah.
They deliver them to you. Is DoorDash doing this, or are they picking up tests from somewhere else to give them?
Yeah, they partnered with actual science companies.
Okay, because I wasn't going to trust DoorDash people.
No,
like, they don't know what they're doing, right?
Not in their wheelhouse. No, they partnered with different at-home test kits. There's two of them you can get, and they're like a saliva test. I mean, you're probably salivating at your food anyway. You got a little extra. Throw it in a bottle, put it in the kit, and send it off, and they will bring them to your home. They're starting it off in like Baltimore, Chicago, Cleveland, Dallas, Denver, Minneapolis, and Phoenix, but they're going to be expanding this out. So that you can do the rapid home test kit, which, I mean, it's going to be great for a lot of people. And so now you can get that test kit and your favorite wings all at the same time.
Yes. Hey.
You know what? I don't know about you, but I think we're living in a pretty amazing moment in history.
A lot of bad has come from COVID, but this might be a good thing because you could get that vial and then have Cheeto dust all over it because you ordered Cheetos.
The downside is the test is $119.
No.
Which the upside is. It's about as much as the wings cost you on
That's
DoorDash.
True.
Yeah. So it's kind of be a wash. And the good news is, though, it might be eligible for reimbursement through your healthcare insurance, so you need to check that out. But, yeah, look for it soon. Coming to you, DoorDash, bringing you that home COVID test kit.
And now for some good news.
YFM, this is the Wally Show. A little good news, giddy up. The news can be a little heavy, a little depressing, a little anger-filled. And so we are trying to be the antidote to that with some good news stories. So first off, there's a police chief in Kansas that challenges officers to make a positive impact on their community every day. Because it's a good reminder for all of us, because you can go about your day and it becomes, you know, the routine. And so to be mindful of other people and to step outside of that, I think is a good idea. And there's a photo going viral after one of them found out that a woman was dealing with like health issues and motor lawn.
Nice.
Like, there you go.
Simple too. Like you didn't go crazy above and beyond, but like, hey, mow that lawn.
Yeah. Met a need really quickly.
Awesome.
That is protecting and serving your community. So nicely done. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
Over the weekend, a couple at an Outback, love Outback, in South Carolina.
He just got so sidetracked there for a split second. Gavin got so sidetracked. There's a couple in Outback. Oh, Outback.
I'm so hungry.
I can't even believe how good their steaks are. And have you seen
that.
Their bread? That's where your head
is
going.
You guys are making
this
hard. Well, okay, so a couple at Outback in South Carolina noticed a tattoo on their waitress's wrist. She told them that it was like her dad's handwriting from a letter he sent while she was over in Iraq. So on their $58 bill, they left this $500 tip.
Oh, wow. That's kind of dope.
What do you think people would do if they saw your wrist tattoo, Wally?
Oh, my wrist tattoo? That'd be humiliating, actually, for me. They'd probably give me $1,000
to get it removed.
Yeah. 2020 showed us that the rules for work really don't apply anymore. Hey, it's Wally, and I always thought when I needed to do serious business with someone like getting a mortgage, I needed to go to a big office with leather chairs, be offered a cold beverage that I didn't think I was paying for, but in the end, all of that overhead, even the soda, was costing me money. I thought that's how you did it. Today, the office is anywhere you are, and what I want more than an expensive chair is for the person I'm calling to know me and have my best interest at heart. That's what I love about United Faith Mortgage. You're not a number to them, and they will take as great care of you as they have of me. United Faith Mortgage is also faith-based and family-owned and doesn't waste money on the things that would ultimately end up costing the customer money. So if you want a fancy leather chair, don't help someone else buy theirs. Buy your own with all the money you save from getting a great rate on your mortgage or refinance from United Faith Mortgage. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
The days of binge watching a show could soon be over.
How?
No. Well, Netflix, the ones who invented binging by releasing an entire season of a show all at once so we could sit there in our filth and just watch the whole thing for hours.
Yeah.
Well, they've decided that they're releasing two new shows, but they're going to do it gradually.
Come on, no. Netflix.
You
come on.
Go to Netflix so you can sit in your filth and watch.
You got me into this filth. Like
you started it.
Yeah, I used to be the person who was like, no, just spread it out. I don't want it all at one time. And then I experienced the binge.
Right.
And I love it. Like, it's so good. There's a show I watch on Netflix about Formula One racing called Drive to Survive.
Yeah.
And so I knew it was coming out on the 19th or whatever, so I was really excited. And it came out, and 10 glorious episodes are there awaiting me.
That's how it's
like,
done.
Yeah, and let me do it on my own time. Like, I love that concept. You gave that to me, and now you're taking it away, Netflix.
Yep. Well, they have a reason behind this.
Why?
So these new shows, they're hoping to give out each episode weekly. So they said the reason is we want you to have the time to dissect every step as it unfolds.
No, I don't want to do that. I have no need to do that. No desire to do that. I want you to give me what I want now and give me all of it. Like that's how, and treat me like an adult and let me manage my own time.
Here's what I think happened. I think Netflix started the binging because they wanted to set the bar high. They wanted people to subscribe to their service. And now that we have and they have us, then they're like, wow, that was a big thing.
Yeah.
Well, that was a big thing to keep up.
Well,
and
the
so
thing
now
is,
they're just saying, oh,
yeah, because you get into production stuff. Yeah. You got to shoot a whole season and then bring it out. But then also, too, like you could say you got Netflix because you wanted to see one thing. That's why. Because you could watch all of that one thing and then cancel your Netflix.
You're on to something.
I know I am. And it's nefarious and
that's
evil.
That's terrible.
And so now they have to string you. They stretch it out so it strings you along and keeps you
they
in
get
a
more
season.
Money.
Absolutely.
Oh, Netflix. Yeah, that they played us dirty.
Always follow the money, Rock. I'm telling you, that's how you get to the bottom of things. Ugh. Well, that's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock, and my mini rant. They're both over. WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and we are big fans of science on the show, and science doesn't know everything, and neither do we, but we try to figure some stuff out, and that's where you come in. Betty Rock came across this little factoid that I was like, this could make a good, my theory is.
So the factoid is, scientists are finding out that if you eat breakfast, you are twice as likely to get promoted as people who don't eat breakfast.
So why is that? My theory is, this is where you fill in that blank. I have a theory. Because if you eat breakfast, they say it's like the most important meal of the day, that you don't fall asleep in meetings. Like I do. And so if you tend to be awake in meetings, you probably do better at the company.
I would say so. I think, for sure.
It hasn't held me back, though, for some reason. Meetings drive me crazy. Because the second it's not about something that affects me, I'm completely out.
Oh, you are.
And
I mean, a matter
time.
Of seconds.
Oh, yeah. And then I'm already tired from our shift like schedule that we get up on. So you got to keep it highly focused for me. Whether I've had breakfast or not, you can put me to sleep in a meeting in no time. So what is your theory then, okay? Because I maybe mine's right, maybe mine isn't. Betty Rock might have the answer for us, but we'll take your theory. My theory is on why starting off your day with breakfast makes you twice as likely to get promoted as those people who don't eat the chicken biscuit. Don't know why. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'd love to get your theory on this now. 855-33-WAY-FM.
Why do you think that is, Tracy?
First of all, I have a night shift, so I have to eat breakfast at about 2 in the morning. And then you're not leaving, like, in the middle of the workday to go and find food. So you're not leaving your job.
Oh, that's interesting. You're not leaving your job. Like, you just got to work, and then all of a sudden, you're, like, skedaddling to make a breakfast run there to Dunkin' Donuts. And everyone's like, where's Jenkins? I'm like, I don't know. Where is he? I don't know. But he's out at Dunkin' Donuts, and no one likes that guy.
No.
Okay. I like where you're going with that.
Yeah, I like that.
What do you do for a living that you have to go in so early in the morning?
I work in the NICU.
Oh, that's such a great job, except for the hours for you. But boy, how rewarding is that?
And it's so important for you to eat breakfast because you need to be paying attention to those babies.
Right.
I bet you don't see many people in NICUs falling asleep in meetings like I do.
No.
What do you think?
Because food is fuel for your brain. And when you eat breakfast, you're functioning earlier and thinking on your feet. And I think that that's why it helps.
You know what? You are actually right. So scientists are saying that when you eat breakfast, it's giving you the energy that you need throughout the day to focus and do your job with 110%. So I guess it's important for us to get those hash browns in, that sugary cereal.
Oh, absolutely. It didn't say what kind of breakfast.
It didn't specify.
No, Waffle House is the key to advancing in your company, apparently. YFM, this is The Wally Show, and, you know, we talk a lot about equality between races and stuff, and we're dealing with that today, obviously, and we need to do better at that, but then there's also an impact of gender, too, especially in the workplace, called the gender wage gap, where they say that women working full-time year-round earn about 82 cents for every dollar paid to men.
Oh, really?
I know, I didn't mean to tell, Betty. If you could do me a favor and step outside for a minute. Gavin, I need to talk.
Need to talk to the boss.
Yeah. But they said that there are things that guys can actually do to be proactive and help women in this gap to equalize it.
Okay. So,
some of the things make sense. You know, they're like, speak up when women are not present. You know, so like...
Because we weren't invited in?
No. Because you're doing something else equally important.
Oh.
It's important for men to speak highly of the women that they work with when they're not there, which I always do for Lady Rock.
But does Gavin?
Absolutely.
Absolutely we
no,
do.
No doubt.
Sponsor, coach, or mentor female co-workers is another thing. Like to help raise them up. If, like, say they are in a position where they're learning, like they don't know as much as you, like you have a higher position, to make sure that you are training them and teaching them.
True.
Right.
As long as you're in the right job format, because you don't want to mansplain something.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Well, but I mean...
I can tell the smirk on your face.
I'm going to shut my mouth.
Move on to the next point.
Shut my mouth. Okay, now here's the one that I did not expect, okay? And I think this one we can all agree on, all right?
Okay.
To help women out with the wage gap, that men should take paternity leave. And here's why. Because women take maternity leave, okay?
Right.
But then sometimes it's seen as like, oh, she's been gone for so long, or she's on vacation, you know,
blah, blah, blah.
And so everyone makes those jokes or things like that, or it seems like you're prioritizing family over work, but when men take 2 days off and a woman takes 2 months off, they're saying that men should take the full paternity to show that that is important and that they're showing like solidarity and stuff too.
I would agree with that. Yeah. I like that idea, but I think in the guy world, if you take more than 2 days off, there's like, oh, he took some time off and blah, blah, blah. Like they give you a hard time.
I do think that men should take paternity off for having a baby because like I took 2 days off. Honestly, 22 years ago, I took 2 days off. And if I could change it today, I would go back and redo that because the work that happens in that first week or 2 weeks with a newborn is crazy town. You have no idea what's going on. And a lot of times it falls on the wife to carry that burden. And so for me, knowing what I know now, I wish I had taken that time to be with my wife and help her out and then also spend those moments with my newborn child.
Right. So. You would take 3 days instead of 2.
Absolutely. YFM, this is The Wally Show. And Betty and Gavin, do you know what the Dead Sea Scrolls are?
Scrolls that were put in the Dead Sea?
No, they are not.
Israel.
Yes.
I've definitely heard of them.
Yeah.
It's like a thing that you You unroll. Okay. It's got writing on it. It's paper.
Well,
probably.
That's what a scroll is. The Dead Sea Scrolls. That's funny, okay. Like, how many things we don't know about, like, our faith and stuff like that. The Dead Sea Scrolls is actually a collection of Jewish texts, not texting, but texts, found in desert caves in the West Bank, like, in the 40s and 50s. And they date back to, like, the 3rd century B.C. through the 1st century A.D. And I'm not reading any of this. This is just stuff I know. But they include some of the earliest known copies of biblical text. Like, that's why they date back parts of the Bible to is the Dead Sea Scrolls. Oh. So there you go. So imagine the excitement inside of the religious community when archaeologists recently announced that they discovered more Dead Sea Scroll fragments. They thought they found them all, but apparently not.
What does this mean?
There's a couple more. They found them in a cave that they think were hidden there during the Jewish revolt during Roman times, like 1900 years ago. Like, I'm fascinated by archaeology and history.
Right. I don't know how they can tell something that is important compared to a rock. To me, they all look the same.
Oh, yeah. But see, these books actually have texts from Zechariah and Nahum. So two books in the Bible. So there's more original, like, manuscripts of those books of the Bible now, which I think is awesome to see all these years later. But the pieces, get this, were believed to be found in the Cave of Horror. That got scary.
Whoa.
I know. Yeah, that's what they call it. Like,
I wouldn't go there.
Yeah, that's a little scary. So you got to be Indiana Jones to find this stuff, man. Something on a less scary note that's kind of related to that, though, is the VeggieTales guy, Mike Naraki, has a new animated feature coming out that's called The Dead Sea Squirrels. And,
so there's squirrels in the Dead Sea?
No, it's just a play on words, and it's an animated thing about squirrels that tell biblical stories.
Oh,
so fun
instead
for kids.
Of veggies,
exactly,
it's squirrels.
Exactly. They swapped it up a little
Love
bit there.
It.
Still the same thing, telling biblical stories. And if that's interesting to you, and you want to find out how you can find this out for your kids, and maybe share a new animated feature with them that maybe from the guys that you grew up with, you can go to wayfm.com/Wally and just search Dead Sea Squirrels, and you'll see our whole interview with Mike Naraki there, and hopefully you will enjoy that with you and your kids.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.